This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. All colleges and universities in Colorado will allow students to apply for admission at no cost on several days beginning next week. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
It's the fourth time all of the state's 32 public colleges and universities and several private ones have hosted a free application day, though this year it's 3 days. The state does it to boost enrollment. Only 56% of Colorado high school seniors go on to a college, university, or certificate program. The state also hopes they fill out a federal financial aid application. Colorado students typically leave $50 million of grant aid on the table each year. Last year, nearly 57,000 students applied for college on the free day. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
In Fort Collins, menstrual care products like tampons and panty liners will no longer be subject to city sales tax starting in mid-December. The city council voted to eliminate the tax as part of Fort Collins' effort to advance gender equity in its sales tax code. Denver and Aurora also exempt menstrual products from city taxes. And a bear spotted near the University of Denver campus Friday morning has been captured. Wildlife officials say the animal probably traveled a path along the Platte River into the city, according to Fox 31. The bear was about 3 years old and evaded officials until late in the day Friday. It was tranquilized and will be transported back to the forest. Hope he's okay. Well, it's going to be cooler today around Denver. Highs in the 60s. You're listening to CPR News.